This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to Christian Headlines, more than 3,000 Christians have been killed in Nigeria this year by Muslim militants amidst a massive wave of persecution that also has resulted in 300 churches being threatened, attacked, or destroyed, according to a new report. The report by the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law says 3,462 Christians have been killed by Muslim militants in the first half of 2021, a shocking number that is nearly as many as the 3,530 killed in all of 2020. International Christian Concerns cited the report this week and urged the world to take notice. Nigeria is the biggest killing ground of Christians today, but few are aware of it, ICC said in a July 19th news release. The Fulani herdsmen, described as the fourth deadliest terror group in the world by ICC, is responsible for the majority, 1,909 murders, the report says. Boko Haram, ISWAP, and Muslim Fulani bandits killed a total of 1,063 Christians, the report added. The surviving victims often are not assisted or protected by the government from further harm, the report continues. According to CNN, the founder of the multinational Hillsong Church told CNN that COVID-19 vaccines are a personal decision for each individual to make with the Council of Medical Professionals, after a congregant who publicly refused inoculation died of complications from the disease. Hillsong Church Global Senior Pastor Brian Houston had announced the death of Stephen Harmon, who attended Hillsong in California, on social media this week. Harmon had said on social media that he would not receive the vaccine, even when he was fighting COVID-19 in a hospital this month. Stephen was just a young man in his early 30s, Houston wrote, announcing Harmon's death on social media. He was one of the most generous people I know, and he had so much in front of him. Houston expanded on his social media post in a statement to CNN, saying that any loss of life is a moment to mourn and offer support to those who are suffering, and so our heartfelt prayers are with the family and those who loved him. On any medical issue, we strongly encourage those in our church to follow the guidelines of their doctors, Houston said, emphasizing that the church's focus was on spiritual well-being. While many of our staff, leadership, and congregation have already received the COVID-19 vaccine, we recognize this is a personal decision for each individual to make with the Council of Medical Professionals, Houston's statement reads. According to the NBC New York, a statue of George Floyd that was defaced in Brooklyn has been cleaned and is headed for Manhattan's Union Square. The artwork was unveiled on the Juneteenth holiday in a spot on Flatbush Avenue. 5 days later, on June 24th, it was vandalized with black paint and marked with the logo of a white supremacist group. But members of the group that installed the statue painstakingly cleaned it, and local residents and one of Floyd's brothers gathered around it this week to bid farewell ahead of its long-planned move to Union Square as part of an exhibition in September. I heard the news about the vandalism. I was so proud that I got word that Flatbush held it down. They really supported us, looked out for the statue, looked out for the spirit of my brother, Terrence Floyd said at the gathering. He added to news reporters, "You try to stop us, but you can't stop us, and we're still gonna continue with love." According to the Daily Mail, Kamala Harris is facing a steep uphill battle if she wants to succeed her boss, Joe Biden, in 2024. Recent poll numbers show the vice president and Biden's heir apparent, hovering at just 44.3% favorability, according to poll aggregator Real Clear Politics. Her unfavorability is slightly higher at 46.3%. Plagued by years' worth of accounts of a toxic work culture under her watch, as well as her very public missteps while handling the monumental task of fixing the border crisis, Harris's weaknesses are even apparent to Biden's supporters. The same aggregator site showed Biden with 51.8% favorability against 42.8%, and almost one in five people who supported Biden last fall did not think highly of Harris or did not have an opinion of her. A majority of people in almost every age group ranked the struggling vice president as very unfavorable, according to a new YouGov survey. The exception was 18 to 29 years old, who mostly, 32%, said their opinion of Harris was somewhat favorable. Less than half of Democrats surveyed, 49%, found Harris very favorable, while a whopping 87% of Republicans chose very unfavorable. According to the Christian Headlines, over the weekend, singer and rapper Kanye West previewed his upcoming album Donda at a Las Vegas church. According to the Christian Post, the exclusive album listening party was held at Church LV, which is led by Pastor Benny Perez, on Sunday. During the event, which was only open to guests who registered beforehand, West reportedly played the entire album from his computer while wearing a ski mask. Attendees also said that West did not speak for the duration of the event. "Yeah, it was a different experience for sure. It was a listening party for his new album and not a performance," one unnamed source told Rapzilla. Opened up with four piano players, kids, playing a musical intro. Then Kanye came up, opened his laptop, and played the songs from there. Didn't speak. Different but really cool. The source noted that one track was particularly worshipful, though they did not mention the track by name. According to Cincinnati Enquirer, the Cincinnati Black Music Walk of Fame is officially slated to open next summer. The future walkway is currently a pile of gravel in front of the Andrew J. Brady Icon Music Center. Plans for the interactive park and star-studded path were unveiled Saturday during an induction ceremony. The crowd was lively while the P and Everson Price and the All-Star Band played tributes to the walk's first inductees, as well as other famous black musicians and funk artists. Well over 100 audience members were packed into the theater before the event began at 2 p.m. While some audience members were seated, many were standing, dancing, and clapping along with the band. The first four inductees to receive stars on the Walk of Fame will be Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bootsy Collins, King Records icon Otis Williams, and Grammy winners the Isley Brothers and the late gospel great Dr. Charles Fold. The Cincinnati Black Music Walk of Fame is intended to stand toe-to-toe with the National Museum of African American Music in Nashville, Atlanta's Black Music and Entertainment Walk of Fame, and Beale Street in Memphis. Like the Hollywood Walk of Fame, each inductee will have their name placed on a star on the walkway. According to the Daily Mail, the U.S. men's basketball team suffered a shock 83-76 defeat at the hands of France on Sunday, losing at the Olympics for the first time since 2004 and for just the sixth time in the history of the tournament. The French had upset the U.S. men when they last met in the 2019 FIBA World Cup quarterfinals, and they had their number again on the first day of group play at the Saitama Super Arena, powered by a game-high 28 points from Evan Fournier. The U.S. had won 25 consecutive Olympic Games, last losing at the Athens Games 17 years ago and settling for a bronze medal there. I think that's a little bit of hubris if you think the Americans are supposed to just roll out the balls and win. U.S. coach Greg Popovich said, "We've got to work for it just like everybody else. And for those 40 minutes, they played better than we did. The loss doesn't knock the U.S. out of medal contention, but it essentially eliminates the margin for error." The Americans play Iran on Wednesday and then the Czech Republic on Saturday in its final two Group A games. Win both of those and the U.S. will be in the quarterfinals. Lose another one and the Americans might not even finish in the top eight of this 12-team tournament. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.